The federal government is investing $17 million to improve the Steveston Small Craft Harbor. This will allow the Harbor Authority to make safety improvements at the wharf at 3rd Avenue and Bayview Street, including improvements to fire protection, basin dredging and electrical repairs. The Steveston Harbor Authority, SHAW, has been working for 7 years to become the hub of BC's commercial fishing industry, explained Jamie Gusto, SHAW General Manager at an announcement Tuesday. While the salmon fishery has been closed this year, Gusto said there are other industries like prawn and crab that continue to operate. We are working to build infrastructure to support each and every one of them, Gusto said. In 2019, an ice plant at the end of Trites Road to service the fishers was completed and a trawling net manufacturer was established, now home to Cantrawl Nets, just a short walk from the Gulf of Georgia cannery. At the time, SHAW Chair Robert Kiesman said Cantrawl's facility was being designed so people could look through large picture windows as fishers make and mend their nets, after learning about the history of fishing and net making at the cannery museum. Nearby, an 80-year-old heritage cannery has been converted into Organic Oceans Packaging and Distribution Center. Last month, nonprofit Ocean Legacy Foundation unveiled its new facility in the harbor, near Cantrawl Nets, which will recycle ocean plastics, one of the first facilities of its kind in Canada. The aim of establishing Steveston as the fishing hub was set by SHAW Board of Directors in 2014. My goal is that anytime anyone in this country mentions or thinks or hears about the fishing industry, they think of Steveston, Kiesman told the Richmond News in 2019. The SHAW goal is twofold: to provide the facilities that foster a healthy and diverse commercial fishing industry while honoring Steveston's rich history and tourism business. With the boats, docks, property and storage at Steveston Harbor, the SHAW resolved to consolidate various fishing and fishing-related businesses scattered around the Lower Mainland and BC into one spot. Harjeet Sajjan, Minister of National Defence, Liberal MP for Vancouver South, was in Steveston making the funding announcement. It's highly anticipated the federal government is planning to call a federal election for October. Steveston is one of 26 small craft harbors on the West Coast to receive funding. Total funding is $50 million. With files from Kirsten Clark.